Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Break it up!
Now, here's
Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
You know, Jimmy, you're going to hate what I'm about to say. But George Jones did emo country.
I think you just call it country when it's country.
I think it's very emotional. This is not in the same category as, say, Drop Off Early for a grape snow cone. Drop Off Early, but it, no, I remember about, yeah. Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Not the same genre.
Yeah, no.
He stopped loving her today. He doesn't need no damn rocking chair.
Chattahoochee was about unfairly socially pressuring a woman into sexual activity.
Well, at least he said, fine, I'll take you home. At least he fed her first.
Does that mean that I crossed my heart by George Strait's emo, too?
No.
Or anything no. Keith Whitley ever recorded as emo?
Don't bring him up. Poor thing. I love him.
Is Go Rest High on That Mountain emo?
Now that I think about it, the blues are emo.
Emo
blues.
Yeah.
Lord knows you got emo gospel. Some of it's like, clap your hands, go in heaven. Others like, you're a sinner. You're full of blasphemy.
Yeah.
You're going to hell.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a bottomless pit. Always falling.
And burning.
It's hot. People you didn't like, you're going to be around them.
Hot and falling.
You got the progressive Kirk Franklin old people don't like. Like, come on. It's too much.
Yeah,
DC talk too much.
When I hear George Jones, I think about my dad's music, but because I didn't have kids, it doesn't strike me that this is grandpa and great grandpa music now. Me, it's still just dad music, but no, dads nowadays like the stuff I like because they're my age.
That's a whole thing now.
Yeah, dad rock especially rock is the thing, and Foo Fighters have pushed that pretty good because they eat up the title of being dad rock.
The first time I heard somebody say that about the Foo Fighters, I was like...
You kind of offended?
No, don't you dare. Wait
you
a minute.
Realize they're all about 50?
Well...
With kids?
Yeah. But also, like, I like them. And guess what? I'm a dad. But that also encompasses, like, that whole world of dad-isms.
Yeah.
Dad this, dad that.
I'm like, in a dad jokes Facebook group that gets, like, thousands of posts a day.
Well, I'll have to get on that.
How are you allowed in there? Did you lie about having kids?
They didn't ask.
I know. You got to have credentials.
I have two kids. One named Marshall, one named Inga. She was adopted.
She's
a foreign exchange student. We decided to keep her.
Well, there's
it's
now...
cheaper to keep her.
You know, now that's what I call music. Now that's what I call Christmas. Now that's what I call the 80s.
World's dumbest criminals.
The thing, the albums that replaced Time Life albums.
Oh, yeah.
They now have... now that's what I call Yacht Rock.
Yacht?
No, but they also have, now that's what I call dad rock.
Sweet.
But what was the other one?
Yacht rock.
What is that?
Yeah.
Yacht rock is...
Lil Yachty?
No, it's just kind of soft. Let me try to find the track listing.
Lil Yachty actually translates to John Boat, if you look
like
it up.
Like Christopher Cross.
All right, come sail away.
Yeah.
I like Cartman's version way better.
Let's see. The Yacht Rock will give you some Chuck Mangione.
Okay.
Some Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day.
You'll be 40.
But to toe.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like this.
You'll get some, honestly, a bunch of stuff I've never heard of. Some Dan Fogelberg.
That's about it.
Yeah, the ones I've said are about the only ones I know.
But the Nat, now that's what I call dad rock.
Yes. Now that's what I call dad rock is.
Does it come in like a, does it have any special packaging? Like, does it come in like one of Fatboy's Nikes?
That'd be awesome.
You pull the tongue back and there's the CDs. You pull them out of the dad Nikes.
No, it comes in a white New Balance.
Dad Nikes.
White on white. No, it's just kind of a brownish colored background. It's got a nice Stratocaster leaned up and a bunch of amps behind it.
Okay.
Big wall of amps, but that's what I call dad rock compilation is 50 songs long, and it really is all over the map. Everything from Queen and Rolling Stones to Bon Jovi and U2 and Imagine Dragons and the Killers.
Well, no, that's just too like it's too much. It should be like Whoop, There It Is should be on there.
Can I get Black Dad Rock?
But
I want to hear some some Louis Armstrong. I want to hear some Keith Sweat.
Well, Louis Armstrong would be like great grandpa rock.
He still holds true to this day.
But it does lean more rock and roll. I mean, some of these songs are absolute dad rock jams. Like, and remember, these are not like our dads. These would be younger than our dads. That's right. Why this is stuff like
us.
Yeah. So it has a bunch of stuff: Queen, U2, Rolling Stones, Bon Jovi, Rockstar by Nickelback.
Oh, that's one of Fatboy's jams.
Some Skinner, some Boston, More Than a Feeling, some
Which
Don't
Skinner?
Fear the Reaper, Alabama, Sweet Home. Some Motorhead, some Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. It has some Clash, some Spin Doctors.
Mm. Oh, yes.
It also features Africa by Toto.
Not the Weezer version?
Like
no.
How you say that.
You want to hear the better version. Put on Africa.
There's Deep Purple and the Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah.
Walk This Way.
Is there any Blues Traveler?
Oh, there better be.
No, but anyway. That's something that should be on
should
there.
Should be on there.
But it has Stacy's Mom, All the Small Things by Blink-182.
See, Stacy's Mom doesn't need to be on there.
Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus is on there.
That should be on there.
That should definitely be on there because those Teenage Dirtbags are my age now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
when that song came out, I was a Teenage Dirtbag. Now I'm 36.
What is...
you middle-aged dirtbag.
Got some Sum 41 for Dad Rock, some Natalie Imbruglia.
Cool. Oh, well, it means all dads.
It does.
Encompassing.
You know, that's...
That's some BTO.
That's for the kid who has two dads. He would love that one.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's on here, man.
What's Mom Rock, Paige?
Oh, that's a good one. Gosh.
Do women listen to dad rock?
Like that? I don't know. Blondie.
I think in this Me Too movement that it should have been Mom Rock got it first.
Yeah, because at this point, like, Lilith Fair is almost Grandma Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because those women were...
They want to go on Supermarket Sweep.
I mean, if you were in your 20s in the late 90s, you're just about a grandma now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. Me too.
You're going to be a grandma?
No, I'm just that age.
You're planning ahead.
You skipped one on that one.
But...
Well, what would be Mom Rock? What do you think?
I don't know. There's got to be some Dolly on there.
Yeah, Dolly.
Maybe grandma's again, right?
No. Oh.
My grandma loved Dolly.
Dolly might be...
Genuine, he's on there.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton might be the most beloved musician of our time internationally right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she probably is.
I think.
Yeah, her Richard Cheese one. She's up there.
Richard Cheese.
She's really big in every genre, every lifestyle. The Tibetans love her. They really do.
I mean, it was all good music. Those are good tunes. I like good shoes and a few of those songs.
Will there be any Bush on this one?
No, there's no Bush on Dad Rock, which should be.
Should have been.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there should have been.
Some Jovi?
Yeah, Jovi's on there.
Yeah.
When I think Dad Rock, oddly, there's no Foo Fighters who I think really carry the banner for Dad Rock.
Is this Mom Rock or Dad Rock?
This is Mom music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Mom Rock. Well, Mom wouldn't, you can't call it Mom. Like, is it just rock and roll, or is there, they take liberties with that? Like, is there any?
It's pretty much just rock and roll. The only exception would be that the Walk This Way is the one with Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah. Well, it's better with them, I think.
I don't really like it either way.
I'm trying to see what I think would be on.
Pink's better song.
You know, it is, and it ain't good.
There would be some Ying Yang Twins on mom rock for sure. It'd be mom music, let's call it. They're not rock.
Yeah, mom rock at this point would be pop punk and emo.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Some Ryan Cabrera would be on there.
Yeah, mom rock would be definitely hip hop.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, and I think that's getting almost too far back.
Yeah.
Them and like TLC Waterfalls is like too far gone now.
Fat Boy, is that song available unedited or edited rather on the thing?
Oh, let me look.
Oh, man. That's a fun song. Probably
not. Some songs just lose the point if you edit them.
Mom rock would be so much fun to put together. I want to be an executive producer for mom rock. There's going to be Earl will be on there by the Chicks. The former D Chicks.
And Cowboy Take Me Away.
Yeah. Earl. Yeah, I said Earl.
Shania Twain, but she kind of crossed over.
Man, I feel like a woman. I enjoy that song, and I feel like a man.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I shaved my beard. I look like a woman. Man, I look like a woman. Should have shaved my beard off. Woo! That song was not available edited, huh?
They'd also get down on the whose bed have your boots been under?
Yes. Trisha Yearwood would have her own special CD.
That don't mean taking them off, right? If the boots are under the bed, it means like you're still in them. You're just bent over.
No, that's where you put your boots when you go to bed.
At first, I thought it was reverse cowgirl, but you're laying across the bed and she's sitting on the side of the bed on you.
But the boots are under the bed.
Well, her heels would be if she was
plumb under the bed.
Yeah, I think it bent over is on the way.
Turn this up. They're whispering. I can't hear it.
Oh, Leanne Rimes' One Way Ticket's mom song.
Oh, there you go.
That's a mom song.
Yeah.
There you go.
Stevie Nicks, definitely.
There would be some Straight Up by Paula Abdul, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's got to cover a lot of decades.
Yeah, it'd be heavy on boy bands and Britney and all that, too.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool. There would be some Bieber.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
They could do like 26 volumes of mom rock.
Yeah, they could.
You'd have the remix of Irene Bedard, the voice of Pocahontas. She did a song with DJ Marshmallow. It's really good.
But Dad Rock's even hard for them to say exactly what it is. Now, I'm going to say...
Do you disagree with anything on there being Dad Rock? I'm bringing up the track list.
No, it all kind of makes sense. It's just too broad, I think, for what they tried to do.
They say that about my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they've been making dad rock now since 2019. Or 2018.
I think Nickelback, ZZ Top, Deep Purple all should be on there, certainly. Blue Oyster Cult, that song at least should be on there.
Here I Go Again by Whitesnake.
Yeah,
okay. Motorhead should be on there, certainly.
Ace of Spades was on their 2018 version.
Yeah.
Journey, Survivor, all the usual suspects.
Yeah, you know, the stuff.
But Coldplay, come on.
But who likes Coldplay? Middle-aged dudes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's some good songs. Clocks had to make sure I said
I mean, I'm
this.
Not saying like, that. I'm careful. Not saying I like it, but I'm saying that I know who likes it is middle-aged men.
I mean, at some point, don't you want to relax?
Kind of effeminate ones like Fat Boy.
Throw a tape in and, you know, hit the rewind.
Yeah, I want to hear some Coldplay.
I don't want to get too riled up on the way home.
On cassette, like Fat Boy.
I want to go, to some hole-in-the-wall bar and do Yella by Coldplay on karaoke.
Now you're talking.
You guys have any golden earring? I want to do Radar Love.
I want to pull up beside somebody playing some tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Something from back in the day.
I finally saw that commercial. God bless, they're so old.
Yeah, they are.
The 95 or tag team.
Yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
They look like.
So that's got to be on the dad rock, all those old rap songs from the 90s. Vanilla Ice Ice Baby's got to be on there.
Well, that's a different thing. I mean, we got dad rock and we have dad rap too.
I saw Tag Team on that commercial and I was looking for a bluebird on one of their shoulders. It looks so familiar to me. They're getting up there in age. They really are. One of them looks like Fred Sanford.
It does.
I'm going to say Fred Fox. You wouldn't know what I meant.
I'm not sure which one's which, if that's DC the Brain Supreme or your man Steve Rowland.
Was that his full name?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was his man, Steve Rowland, not your man.
Well, I think his name is my man, Steve Rowland.
Oh, okay.
It was Steve? I thought it was Mark.
No, yeah. Steve Rowland.
Ken, I thought it was Ken.
Mark Rowland. No, you're thinking of Sawyer Bush from last week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy all those CDs.
Augustus's grandson. Yeah?
I'll take them all.
I think we got work to do as far as really nailing down who's on the list of dad rock acts.
What about stepdad rock? Is that a thing?
Why would that be different?
I mean, part-time lover.
Oh,
come on.
Oh.
I can't think of any more.
Write a song called Every Other Weekend. That'd be the song. How's that not been done?
Yeah.
Eric Church, where you at? My Lord.
Hey, Creedence and Steve Miller Band and stuff, that's grandpa rock now, right? Because nothing on dad rock was that old.
You have
to talk to the kids. The kids will tell you. It's the stuff where there's like the resurgence with Hendrix and stuff. Like I heard somebody.
This never goes away.
Never goes away. It's the like Nirvana is right now what Led Zeppelin was when I was in high school. As far as one generation kind of like, all right, Led Zeppelin, on to the next thing. But then the next generation's like, dude, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Yeah. Led Zeppelin was huge with high school kids until about right now.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin 4 gets you laid, they'd say.
Yeah.
Put on cashmere, go to town.
Yeah. Put on cashmere and then drive around to the Wiener Schnitzel restaurant.
That's right.
You can put a Hard Knock Life.
Two more cooks. Say again.
Hard Knock Life. You can put that on Stepdad Rock.
Oh, okay.
He said knock.
Oh. Oh, no. I haven't heard that one.
The musical, not the Jay-Z version.
Mm-mm. It's called Annie.
Yeah. It is called Annie.
Cats in the Cradle, put that on there.
Yeah. That was called Annie, though. Do you know that? And then, yeah, remember you had Daddy Starbucks.
Yeah. The original. Jay-Z was in Annie.
He was. Yeah, he was. No, that was the 7-Up guy.
Oh.
He's from Malden.
No, not that 7-Up.
Orlando Jordan. He's
the other 7-Up guy.
Talking about the red dot?
The dot?
No, you don't remember the bald black dude that was the butler or whatever, and Annie was also the 7-Up?
Yeah, he had that really deep voice. Yes.
You never heard 7.
Hold on, too many things. You haven't seen Annie.
No.
Jesus Christmas.
I was in charge of my own programming as a child. I never wanted to watch that crap.
God. Out, Daddy Warbucks.
You've seen every Jason movie, but you ain't seen Annie.
That's because I could pick what I watched.
God.
She grew up and dealt drugs. She was as big as Frank Lucas.
She's great.
Annie. She shot
he
Daddy
prefers
Warbucks
Little Orphan Fanny.
I saw that too. Mistress Fanny, the porno. That was one of the first ones I ever saw.
Are you looking up who the guy was? I don't know how to look that up.
Yeah, I think his name's Jeffrey Holder.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Annie. He played Punjab in Annie. He was in Boomerang.
That was a character or an activity? I don't know. Is that a procedure or a character?
No, he actually goes through the hunt. We would always just chase it. Thank you. All right, so anyway, when does that come out? Today?
It's out now.
All right, it's in stores now. Go to your favorite record store and pick that up. Go to the record store right now. There's a line.
There you go.
All right, we'll take us a little break here. We need to. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30. Quick question.
What you got?
Are we going to bother for any reason to pick the Super Bowl on Friday? Other than, you know,
bragging rights.
That's such a...
I don't know. I'm going to walk out and go on the road and get hit by a car, so I got to quit feeling bad about not doing punishment from a year ago. Because now I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to last week. Now we can't get close enough to each other.
I know. I was working on a cattle prod, and even it only had a 3-foot reach on it.
Yeah, and your arm's only about 2.5 foot, probably.
Yeah.
What if you tape the button and then just throw it at them? Like, I don't know what's going to work. Nipple clamps to a battery?
Well, I mean, you're assuming that he's going to lose. Oh, you mean the payback for two seasons ago? One season ago.
Last season.
Last yeah. season.
It'll be two seasons ago this time next week.
It's got to have a statute of limitations at some point, right?
Well, I'm willing to do it. We just got to find something to do that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Should we tell them now? We're the ones who put the rats in your house. That was part of your punishment.
Oh, okay. We're even then. Good. That was us. Let's go ahead and
get
pick
a snake.
It.
That was us. We had some in your mom's house, but we took them out. We thought it was bad. That was a bad idea.
Yeah, she didn't pick. You picked.
That's true.
We put money on it then.
Half
a doggy coin. Everybody's in.
Like, I'm throwing money on some props.
I mean, you can point out the fact that I see people all over social media gambling on sports all the time, but it's illegal to do it here in South Carolina, which means it's illegal to operate a sports book, but you can still do it under the table all day long with your buddies, and nobody seems to give a damn.
They press release about it all the time. Our company owns one now.
Yeah.
They own a gambling site.
And I know that
platform.
It's now they have the online sports books in Michigan, the most recent state, according to my emails I get about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip.
It was, man. But, you know, again, our state government doesn't do anything.
No, there was a bill proposed and it just died.
Yeah.
About gambling?
Yeah.
Mm.
Our state government doesn't do anything. I mean, eventually our representatives, our elected representatives are going to have to realize that our grandparents are dead and dying. And quit legislating for them.
Oh, I see. Yes. Their constituents are dead.
Yes, their constituents are dead, so maybe you better get with the times.
Yeah. Hmm. Who would you put some money on, though? Like, you'd go Brady?
No, I think the Chiefs are going to win by a whole lot.
I haven't seen the line.
Really? Yeah. Is there a line?
Let me look.
Really?
That's interesting.
That is very interesting that you I don't see Brady doing that. I mean, I know it's not totally up to him, but I now.
52 other guys, I got to say.
Yes. Is it 52, 53 total?
Yeah, 52.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City minus 3.5, and the over-under's 57.5.
Kansas City minus what?
3.5.
Oh, yeah, I'd bet them.
From Mahomes.
Damn.
I'd take them, and I'd probably still take the over because they're going to score some points.
I'd probably put money on both. Will you win something?
Trying to hedge your bets? You know how that works.
Watch out for hedges.
Yeah, this.
Especially the funds.
You guys know FedEx almost went out of business back in the 70s? But clearly it didn't because it's still in business now.
Oh, the post office have something to do with it?
No, apparently not. They got to a point where they had to pay off $24,000 in debt, but they only had $5,000 in the bank to the company's name.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still around because the guy who founded FedEx took their final $5,000 to Vegas, put it on blackjack, and won $27,000.
Goodness.
So that's why the company is – I mean, it's been around all my life, but it almost wasn't. But if he didn't win $27,000 playing blackjack, it wouldn't exist now.
Holy crap. So he just took all the revenue from that and put it into the into the business.
Yeah, he had $5,000. He went to Vegas, turned it into $27,000, paid off his $24,000, and had $3,000 left to continue to operate.
Do you think what I'm thinking reminds me of Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone? He went and sold his truck.
He got arm wrestle.
Put it all on himself. 10-1 odds. You're going to beat Big Bully or whatever his name was.
You know how I mean business?
How? Oh, hats backwards.
Turn that hat around. Now we're going to arm wrestle.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm going to take all that money. I'm going to buy a better truck.
Do you think people have done that in general because of the COVID? Just take some money and gamble it.
Or is that story even true? Like now, you know, like The Rock and his $7. Is that really, or is that a fun story to tell for the historical narrative?
Well, see, I think people started telling fake stories like that about The Rock and his $7 because these stories back in the day were true. Now, I think if you look into it, you'd find way more people who were trying to save their business at a table in Vegas and went just blanks up about it.
Yeah.
You'd find more people who went under doing that, but you'd find the occasional winner.
What a gamble, though. All or nothing. Let it ride.
Employs people to throw packages like football.
You think the world would have been different had Trump's dad only gave him a $7 loan? And then Trump could say, I went to Washington with $7 in my pocket. I'm about to sneeze, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I don't know if we'd have got that far. That's a cough. How many people are going to try it now? Let's just go bet. Let's go up to Cherokee today. we'll have lunch and bet it all.
I would like to do that. I'd like to stand outside of Cherokee and like look at people's faces and try to like, here's what we do. We go out there, we bet amongst each other, just judging their body language if they won or lost.
Oh, that would be great.
And then we go in and, hey, like, how'd you do in there?
Like bet inception?
Get that damn microphone out of my mouth. Okay, so you lost? You lost a lot. I hate gambling. I hate it more than,
why,
I mean, there's very few. Because I have not had a good history with it, and there's nothing worse. If I give money for something, I need a service of some kind back.
Let's see, Fatboy wants to live every day of his life striving to be like Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, a movie everybody saw and completely forgot about.
It's such a rush, man. I lost $20 last night, but I was in the thick of it for a little bit. It was fun.
I meant you want to wear sweatpants to work it.
Oh, yeah. That's on the list for sure.
But you have to know when to just
fold
to,
them.
Well, yeah. But know how to play the game, right?
When to walk away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have the runs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just going to put in $20 a day, Fat Boy, then leave it at that.
What's your biggest loss, one-time loss, Fat Boy? I know nines. What's yours?
It's different because, you know, I do mostly DFS, which is fantasy sports. I've been in it where I've won like, or been winning like $20,000 for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you just lose it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've multi-entries of $200, I've lost that.
But it's not because you did anything. It's just because it's fantasy sports and the other guys, the other people's players were doing better and your guys quit doing anything.
Yeah, man. If you got a guy that goes out or gets tossed in a game, sucks.
Yeah.
But I bet the other stuff too, spreads, over-unders.
And that's the thing. You can play daily fantasy here in the state of South Carolina.
Play with yourself if you want to.
But you can't actually, so which is gambling.
It's a game of skill.
But you can't actually gamble. You can just play daily fantasy, which is, again, throwing money up a bull's ass.
Yeah, I've tried that too. You bet me I can't do it.
In the words of my dad.
Yeah, we tried it on Bill Cartwright.
Yeah. And one of them is gambling where you may win and you may lose. The other one is just throwing money away. Daily fantasy is throwing it away.
But yeah. How many times have I opened stupid priced sports card boxes? And I'm sitting there and I'm praying to God I can even get my money. If I get my money back, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, if I just get my money back, I feel great.
Scratch what? Off. Same way, man. Like, we'll let you play the lottery. We'll, you know, the sports cards have become a form of gambling. As a society, Americans love to gamble.
Oh, God, yes.
So it should be legal across the board to do it everywhere.
They have a,
because we're going to do it anyway.
Yes.
I forget the lottery exists until it's like a big Powerball jackpot. And I forget about scratchers and the whole thing.
But that's where you again, if you're gonna win the lottery, odds are you're gonna win it off $10 scratchers, not a Powerball ticket.
Yeah, that's where everybody else hits. You see these pictures? Hey, I won $500 off a $10 scratcher.
Look at my Snapchat about the third of the month. Yeah,
I know, man. It's so much fun.
Not mine. The people on mine who get government checks on the third.
What are the prop bets you're gonna do? Do you want to say them live publicly?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything on like non-football related prop bets? Like, are you betting on if the weekend will be all bandaged up again, looking like half a mummy?
No, not anything for halftime. I might do like a Gatorade prop bet.
Yeah.
Guess which color it's going to be?
Oh.
Most of the prop bets are first touchdown, who's going to score.
Wait, hold on. Nine looked at me sideways. I'm glad. You're betting on what color Gatorade they will drink?
Yeah, that's a popular prop bet. You know, Chiefs are, they got red, orange, or, you know. Whatever the Bucks would drink.
Could they not possibly look at what the Vegas odds are and say, ha-ha, we're going to do suicide. It'll be all of them together.
Well, they could manipulate it. Not everybody's going to offer that bet. Like, Al Michaels was in on one of these bets one time, and then he gave the over.
Yeah.
How many times he would say a certain word or something.
Yeah.
So somebody could ruin it, you know. I mean, but most of them are who's going to score first, who gets the first touchdown, MVP, stuff like that.
The odds makers know things and know people and have access to things like that. People bet on pro wrestling. It's a thing you can gamble on.
Yeah.
The only time it makes any remote amount of sense to do it is if you want to bet on the Royal Rumble winner, which was last night.
True.
Now, last week I saw the betting odds for the Royal Rumble, and the favorite in the betting odds was Daniel Bryan, who at that point, if you'd just been watching the TV shows, the wrestling shows, there's no way in hell you'd have him at the top of your list as most likely to win.
Right.
And the guy who was second on the list was, I think, Edge, who at that point I didn't even know was going to be in the match when I first saw the odds.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
Like, if you lay it down.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. My bad.
I mean, like, if you lay down too much on some of the stuff, like, especially that, they got to think, you know, the kind that works in.
I would have figured Christian before Edge. Edge has been on recently.
Yeah, Edge announced his last Monday, so that's fine. Yeah, oh, okay. I'm good on that one.
Okay, you're fine. Yeah,
I won't spoil the Christian thing for you.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you, man. I don't mean nothing by it.
I mean, it could have not even happened last night.
I know you didn't watch it, Fat Boy.
I missed it.
Now you're looking to see if I'm really messing with you or not.
I should lay money on
it. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I don't want to ruin everybody else's. God bless, man.
You'll have to watch it now.
I'm predicting things right now. I got to get on the stock market.
I thought you were joking, which is why I said anything.
Yeah,
was Gangrel there too?
No.
God bless.
Maybe. Sorry. Maybe he was.
He might have been cleaning the stairs.
Oh.
Throw some money on it. Look, if you're already doing this, throw some money on the Super Bowl.
I don't know. No. I think the Patriots will win. I mean, not the Patriots. Well, that's what they are. Let's be honest. I think the New England Buccaneers will win. I do. I think it'll be close, but I don't think it's like a shellacking.
Oh, I think it will be for sure.
God, if it does, that ruins the legacy, man.
Hard to beat him up once this year.
I mean,
you can't ruin his legacy.
Oh, come on.
You cannot.
Joe Montana, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Didn't ruin his legacy.
Johnny Unitas, Rams.
And Johnny U is still seen as one of the probably 1,000 best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
And great hair.
I don't think it's going to be a slaughter, though.
It might be.
I think it's going to be shorts around the ankles, just slaughter shellacking.
The Chiefs are really good. Nobody can keep up with them. Now, the Bucs are pretty good. Obviously, they made it that far, but nobody can keep up with the Chiefs.
No. Now, they only beat them by 3 the first time, but still, it wasn't that close. It's all about some garbage time scores. It's going to be fun. You got to worry about what food you're going to get. That's the other half of this whole thing.
That's your prop bet.
What am I going to eat?
We already talked about the wings.
And, yeah. Like, what time am I going to eat them? I don't like to eat during the game. It's going to have to be before.
What do you do at halftime? Just sit and watch?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Probably.
Oh, he can watch it on his phone app in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his break time.
I keep my phone upstairs.
So you're saying if someone, just for entertainment purposes, put money on Chiefs?
I mean, I put money on both. If you're doing just spread, over, under, I don't know about the over on that one. I really don't know.
I think it's going to be some points put up. But then again, I say that and it'll be 17-14.
Yeah, it could be one of them low ones. Yeah,
19-12, which won't be anywhere near approaching the over.
Do they still do a wardrobe malfunction prop bet?
Oh, they got all that stuff, man.
Okay.
Not everybody's got the same. Some sides have different ones.
For the weekend?
But you can, yeah. I mean, you can bet money on all sort of stupid stuff that seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
Yep.
All right, you can ruin this for me. Did Trump come out in the Royal Rumble?
He won.
God!
He's going to WrestleMania.
He's
going to
fight Strowman?
No, he picked Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Strowman was there, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
He picked Roman Brady.
I don't even know who the champion is. Is it Drew McIntyre?
And Roman Reigns.
Okay. Oh, they have to, yeah.
Is it still? Hey, he can't spoil it for you.
No, he was. I looked up. Wait, he wasn't lied about Christian.
I thought you were joking, which is why I even said that.
I don't have. I told you I hadn't watched it yet. I'm totally fine
on,
with
I thought
it.
You'd been on Twitter or something. No, I thought you were kidding, or else I would have played it.
You actually somewhat made my day, because now I'm like, I'm not going to go and be excited. I now know that. Don't tell me what number he comes out. I'm turning my mic off. Don't say it.
I won't do it,
man. All right, then. Fine. We'll take a break and come back right after this. Morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Auto.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:50. Yeah, you can bet on the coin toss, right? But there's not going to be one, correct?
No, there always is.
Yeah, there will be.
I thought they said this year there was going to be a different thing because of COVID.
No, they tossed the coin at the championship game, but they just had one captain from each team go out to midfield for the coin toss instead of like four guys. No,
you can't do the two fingers under the nose like they always do.
No.
No dignitaries out there. Were you able to find that?
Yeah.
I was saying last week that, you know, it's hard to make anybody happy. When I give out the phone numbers, a lot of times it's at the end of the segment. All right, call us 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. And every freaking time I get a text or a tweet or something, what was the phone number? You said it too fast. And to be honest with you, I just get tired of saying it.
Why do you say it so fast?
I know it's part of the job. So I asked Dan in Columbia to put together some of his various friends that are singers actually singing the phone number to the radio station. And I have not heard these yet.
You ready?
But we have different samples of that we can decide on which one is going to be our official phone number song.
Oh, yeah. He gave you enough to work with, maybe.
All right. Here's cut number one.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
Wrong phone number, Dan. That's the FOF line.
Yeah, it is.
I should have listened.
But if you want to call the FOF line, that's the number to call.
Maybe he got it on the next one.
There's other versions, yeah. I hope it's the 1-800 number.
You ready?
Yeah.
864-241-4318. 864-241-4318.
Well.
He gave all the directions for nothing, can he?
Is that all? Is there another
one? Surprised you just use our office line, since he saw it at the bottom of the email.
There is another one.
Maybe this will be 1-800-774-0093.
864-241-4318. 864-241-4318.
That's the Lady Gaga girl. That one's actually good, but it's not what I asked for.
Can he legally live by himself? I don't know at this
point. Can't be pissed about it because he does it for free.
Yeah, he does.
He's a P1.
But if we paid for it, no.
So there's three. There's the choir, the quartet, and then that was the Lady Gaga impersonator.
Yeah.
There's one more we could try if you want.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
You ready?
Okay.
864-241-4318. Yeah, 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 yeah. 864-241-4318. Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
The thing that ruins that last one for me and the other one that's like that but has more instrumentation is the at the end.
Yeah, Yeah.
You just want to use this one?
Rolls, guys.
Might as well.
I like that one.
Might as well. Well. That's the thing now. when we get a Brutally Honest music review in the future, the gate key to get in is you have to sing our phone numbers for us. The right ones.
Yeah, whichever ones we want at that time.
Got a headache.
I'm going to call in and give out everybody's social security numbers, but I'm going to sing them.
Well, that way it seems nice.
God.
So what happens now? You're going to give him a scathing email? It says, hey, dummy.
No, I can't because he's doing it for free. I just said, hey, this would be a fun little thing to do.
Ha!
Just send that work? Phone number.
Yeah.
You should send him this one.
Listen, pal.
I know. Send him TNC, Dad. Oh, well. Okay, well, at least you got that number. And what a good day to play it on a Monday, you know?
Actually, a dreary Monday.
Very dreary Monday. A
gray and foggy Monday.
Even to make it dreary for you, I saw this. You probably already know this, Jimmy, but in 1979, a San Diego teenager shot and killed two people and wounded nine kids at the elementary school across from her home. When they asked the teenager why she did it, she said, I don't like Mondays.
Oh.
You ever heard of that?
No. Is that where Case of the Mondays comes from?
I don't know. It's the tragedy that inspired the movie Boomtown Rats. I've never seen it.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't watch that because if a movie called Boomtown Rats, I just assume it's about Brian Setzer.
Oh. Not about your mom's bedroom?
No.
Okay.
No, not Boomtown.
I thought that was racist. Not T. Sing this song, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Camptown Races?
Ah, shoot. That's right. All right. Maybe I gave Dan the wrong phone number now that I think
about
it.
I bet you didn't.
All right.
I'm on Team Batman with this, dude.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. Sorry, something just flew in my ear.
Don't look over here.
No, it did.
I got a shield.
What was it?
I don't know.
I can't get it
over there.
Might
have just been a hair. All right. We'll take a little break here. We'll get that fixed. But, yeah, definitely if you're in a runt place this morning, 864-241-2418. Yeah.
A 93-minute rock block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.